This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. And we continue today with our study of false views of truth. A 7th false view of truth is this. It is a false view of truth to hold that truth is unattainable. Now, by unattainable, I mean that there are those who hold that we cannot really learn truth. There are those in the world and even in the church today who would have us accept the view that we can only look for truth, we can only seek for it, that we cannot, in fact, ever really find it. But our blessed Lord gave the plain and simple answer to this falsehood when he said, as recorded in John chapter 8, verse 32, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." That settles the matter with any person who really does believe the Bible. But it is not at all unusual these days to hear someone argue along this line. You surely do not claim to know everything. You surely do not claim to be infallible. Since you're not infallible, how can you claim to be absolutely certain about anything? When people differ, how can anyone ever be certain that he has the truth? Now, this series of questions actually implies an argument, the major premise of which is false. Put into a more strict logical form, the argument therein implied takes this shape. First, if it is the case that no one can know everything, then it is also the case that no one can know anything at all. Secondly, it is the case that no one knows everything, the argument goes, and so the conclusion follows, we're told, that no one knows anything at all. Now, this is simply an espousal of the view known as agnosticism. It is not as thoroughgoing a radical position as atheism, but nevertheless, it is in that direction. But this argument is not sound or reliable. It's not so because the first statement, or what I've called the major premise, is false. It simply does not follow that because I do not know everything, that I do not know anything at all. There are many, many things which I do not know, but there are at least a few things which I do know. I know, for instance, that I am at this moment speaking these words. And there are many, many other similar things which I know, and there are many other things such as that which you know. But I also know a number of things about the Bible. I know, for instance, that the Bible says, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned." Mark chapter 16, verses 15 and 16. The Bible teaches that Peter said to Jesus, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." Matthew chapter 16. And I know that the Bible teaches that Peter claimed that God had raised Jesus from the dead, Acts chapter 2, verses 21 through 38. Of course, I know many other things which the Bible teaches. It is true that I do not know everything the Bible teaches, because the Bible is a well of information the depths of which no man will ever fully plumb. But it does not follow from that fact that I do not know anything at all about what the Bible teaches. As we come to the close of our study today, I call your attention once again to the words of our blessed Lord as recorded in John chapter 8, verse 32, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." I plead with you today to love the truth. Study your Bible carefully and prayerfully and diligently every day of your life. Believe in it, trust in it, and obey it with all your heart.